Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk. Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's the Bert Show.
Okay, I know your knee-jerk reaction here is going to be to call up and say, never, 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 never cheat. Never, 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 never. That's too easy. I'm curious if there is anybody listening right now, and we can use the voice disguiser for this, 404-741-Q100. And I'll even say going into this that I'm sure 98% of the calls would be never, 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 never cheat. But that, I mean, if we take 10 calls saying that, not real entertaining. But there's got to be some people out there that think that there are some times where cheating on your significant other is actually healthy for the relationship. Because this is the advice that this dude... God, where'd my voice go, Melissa? What'd you do?
Not my fault.
Rubbing off.
Picked a bad time to lose my voice with 10 minutes left to talk about Jeff. Here's how the email reads. I'm a 23-year-old man, and I've been in a relationship with my high school sweetheart for 6 years. Our relationship has had its ups and downs, as any relationship would, but we're still very, very much in love. Over the years, I've had open opportunities to cheat, but I've always remained faithful. I realize that this is the woman I want to spend the rest of my life with, but there's a part of me that's very indecisive. It's reached a point now where she's ready to get married and have kids, and I feel like I'm still real young. We've got all the time in the world, and why not just enjoy each other for now? The advice I've been getting from my buddies is that I need capital letters to cheat. They think that by cheating, it'll help me realize that what I want, whether it be single life or married life. Anytime my girlfriend and I ever try to take a break from each other, I always wind up doing whatever possible to get her back. I know if we break up, that's exactly what I'll do again. Is in this situation, should I cheat? If not, what should I do? I think if we take 100 calls, 100 people are going to tell you you're not ready to get married. Right?
Well, he's obviously not ready yet.
You're not ready. You know you're not ready.
Well, that's what he said. He's not ready.
You're not ready.
But he doesn't want to lose her.
But he doesn't want to lose her. So you can't cheat to stay within the relationship.
No.
You can't have it all ways here. You're not mature enough to be married yet.
Yeah. Right. They've got to just take a break. I mean, he's just got to be honest with her that they've got to take a break from each other.
Or he's always going to wonder one way or the other. Mm-hmm. Although he says every time they break up, he always goes back to her. So he just has to commit one way or the other.
Yeah, he has to
but
make a
cheating
decision.
On her isn't going to help the situation, right?
Yeah, I mean, I would be one of those people that would call and say never.
Right.
I mean, because it's not it never helps. I mean, you think it might, but I think the repercussions are stranger than you expected. You know, what I
mean? I think if you had given us a different scenario and she had cheated on him,
mm-hmm.
and he was thinking about balancing it out, I do have a friend who had her boyfriend cheated on her, mm-hmm. and she stayed with him and never really ever got over it, mm-hmm. and always thought, well, maybe she was like, maybe I should have done it back to him,
revenge
cheat, and would have like balanced mm-hmm. it out or something.
Mm-hmm. I have a friend that's been married for roughly the same amount of time that I've been married. And their marriage went through a real rough spell a couple of years ago, and he ends up screwing around on his wife for a couple of months. He never tells her about it, and the relationship, the marriage, ended up fine. And he credits him checking out and having this side relationship for making him realize what he wanted and recommitting back to his marriage. His wife never knows about it.
Wow.
And he said it was actually good for their marriage.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
why
crazy.
I'm asking the question this morning. Is there anybody listening?
It's only good because she didn't find out.
That's right.
But she didn't find out, and he said the relationship is stronger now. It made him recommit, so the infidelity actually worked for him in this case.
And he should never tell her.
I don't know that now. No.
You better hope like that mistress doesn't tell either.
Yeah.
Ever.
And she hasn't up to this point. So that's really the question is, and we're only going to take these calls, is it ever okay? Does it actually help in some cases to screw around? And these could be dangerous here. Hey, Kim, good morning.
Hi.
You're on the Voice Disguiser.
Okay, I've been married now for almost 26 years, but a week before I got married to my husband, I did cheat on him, and all it did was he was working out of town, and I went out with a guy that I had liked for a long time, but all it did was make me realize that I did love my husband, and I waited probably about 3 or 4 years after we were married. I told him all about it, and he handled it fine.
And it ended up making the relationship better?
Yeah, for me it did.
Wow.
And it was while y'all were still together? You weren't on a break?
It was a week before we got married, and he was traveling at the time, and I was 17 and scared to death and didn't know if I really loved him or not, but it made me realize I did.
Now, let me just throw this out there. Do you think he was okay with it because he may have done the same thing, and would you be mad if he did?
Good question.
You know, I really don't think I would have, not after all this time that we've been married. Because, like I said, it was right before we got married,
mm-hmm.
and we were both so young, mm-hmm. I don't think it would really make me mad.
Yeah, I'm with Melissa. Like, if you tell your partner that you are cheating and their reaction is, oh, it's okay, it's cool, you have to sort of wonder,
they cheated
too. I wonder if they're saying that just because they're rationalizing
they're like,
that they cheated too, and now they feel like it's an even playing
they're
field.
They're like, oh, yeah, it's fine. That's off my head, you know?
404-741-Q100. If cheating is okay. Hey, Courtney, go ahead. You're on
Q100. Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thanks for asking.
What's up?
I will tell you, my husband and I have been married for 10 years, and before we got married, there was a time period where he was like, loved to just go out and, you know, have fun on the weekends and get some strange or whatever you would call it, and he would break up with me. We ended up breaking up about 4 or 5 times, and the last time he did it, I was just done. I had just checked out, and I was finished. So I went and found his arch nemesis, I guess you would call it, and had a little too much to drink like everybody does, and we ended up hooking up. Well, after that, about 2 weeks later, he did the normal thing of calling me and asking me if I wanted to get back together and blah, blah, blah. And of course, I said yes, like I always did. And I ended up telling him about it. And that actually made him propose to me because he realized that last time was it for me. So I actually do think it helps.
That's like the ultimate gamble right there. Like, if you put all your chips in, mm-hmm. you go and you sleep with his arch nemesis, you tell him about it, and it shocks him into it. Yeah.
She was over it anyway.
I felt really guilty about it, so I didn't have, I had to tell him. There was, really no choice.
Mm-hmm.
He was going to find out.
They were on a break, too, so it's not necessarily cheating. You weren't
exactly.
in the relationship. So break up and then do what you got to do and then realize what you have.
So technically not cheating.
Technically not.
Here is Sarah. Good morning. You are on Q100. Hi.
Hi.
Hey, you're on the Voice Disguiser.
Okay. Yeah, basically, this is my exact situation right now. I have been with my boyfriend for about 6 years, and we are engaged, and I'm only 25, so I kind of feel like I needed to kind of get out there and play the field a little bit more before I made that huge of a commitment to get married.
You do.
And there was this guy that I had known for a while, and just a couple weeks ago, I cheated on my boyfriend with him because I just needed to know. And actually, it's completely made me know that I need to be with my boyfriend.
Have you told your boyfriend what happened?
No, and I'm not going to.
You're not going to plan on telling him? You wouldn't give her that advice? You would say tell him?
I would say she needs some more time to herself before she gets married.
Yeah, that's why I'm a big old fan of no one gets married till 28. You know, these couples that start dating in high school. I know the romantic notion that we met in elementary school and then we dated all through high school. Sounds so sweet. It's the dream. And then college, we were with each other and he's the only guy I've ever been with, or she's the only woman I've ever been with. But you can't help but wonder. I think it would be human nature to wonder. What else is it like?
Some people can make it work. Some people have
absolutely
zero desire to explore, or they have zero curiosity. I went to college. One of my sorority sisters was like this. Like, she had zero rebel bone in her body. Like, just didn't have that desire whatsoever at all. And she was with her high school boyfriend. They dated all through college. They're married now. They live in Florida. They've got two kids. Like, everything is hunky-dory. But she just never had that curiosity. You know, some people are just built differently. But if you've got the, like the last caller, like if she's got the curiosity now to seek it out just before, you know, she's in she gets married or whatever, like that's in her, right? Like that, I don't know. I just think she's
what you're saying.
It wasn't just curiosity. She went through with it.
Right.
You know?
Right. And that curiosity is going to peek its head again, you know?
Hey, Ashley, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hi.
Hey, you're on The Voice Disguiser.
I'm actually, I started it back in September. I reconnected with an old boyfriend and have kind of been having a... Well, we have slept together since reconnecting. I've been married to my husband. It'll be 3 years in May. And in August, actually, I filed for divorce from my husband. Because things were just, I mean, I just, every time I looked at him, I wanted to hit him in the face with a frying pan.
Okay.
That's a good indication.
That got to a pretty bad point. Okay. Very subtle.
Right.
And so I reconnected with this old boyfriend. And honestly, ever since I reconnected with him, my relationship with my husband has been so much better.
Really? So you stayed with your husband because of your affair?
Well, at first I stayed because I felt really guilty that I, you know, had done something like this, and then...
But you got over it.
Are you still with the guy, the mister, or whatever you call a guy on the side?
Mistress.
Are you still with him?
In a way, yeah. We still
kind of, sort of. If you're
friends.
Sleeping with him, you're with him.
I know. There's a lot of great, either yes or no. Are you still sleeping?
This might be the first time she said it out loud.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Are you sleeping with the guy still?
No.
So.
No. It's
come
not
on.
Just a no.
So you guys are communicating with each other, but there's nothing physical
there's
anymore?
There's several ways to be intimate with each other. Are you being intimate with him in any way?
No.
No. Okay. All right. But it helped for a while.
It did, yeah, and I don't know if it was the guilt factor that I could do that or...
Why are you shaking your head
because
like that?
This one doesn't qualify. She is sleeping around on her husband with this guy.
No, she's sitting there.
And she's staying with her husband. But
I didn't follow that story at all. She filed for divorce, and then she got with the high school guy.
Right.
And then she got
right.
back with the husband.
Because
but then
of the
she's
relationship.
Still with the high school guy.
Yes, she's doing both.
Confused.
I'm going to take one more call, then we'll move on. We got to talk about Jeff. Hey, Lori, good morning. Oh, yeah. You're on Q100.
Good morning. How are you?
Okay, how are you?
I'm doing really well. I'm kind of torn with this because I grew up in a very, very religious home. My dad was a minister. You don't have sex till you get married, all that stuff. And I waited. But it was back where I'm 44, so it's back where everybody got married at 20 and 19, things like that. And I did. And I married my one and my only. And I wasn't his first, but he ended up cheating. He used the excuse of only being 19. But I always had that curiosity in my head. You know, what would it be like with somebody else?
I think that's human nature.
Yeah, it is human nature. And once we finally did get divorced, because I couldn't get over it. I only found out because they were both my best friends. But I kind of went wild for a year. And I think that, you know, it's not so much cheating, but I think if you get back in the relationship after you've cheated without telling the other person, there's always going to be that negativity there that I don't know that you can have a full 100% relationship with somebody based on a lie.
So no matter what, if you cheat, you got to come clean would be your advice.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you for calling.
You're welcome.
I would have always had that curiosity also. I could have never been one that just dated one woman my entire life. There's just no way. I wish I could have been, but Actually, I don't.
You don't wish you could have been?
No.
Got it. Okay. I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, because it sounds like it's like the dream to be with just one, but that
seems
wouldn't have been
like
my dream.
It's like the purity
of
the whole thing.
Here, Bird Show. Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.